In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back in your program, Approaches. And today, we are going to focus on the revelation made by our God, saying He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. In the first sermon, our Lord Jesus Christ gave in Galilee, it was written in chapter 4 of the Gospel of St. Luke. He said, He came to Nadaus where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Putting in mind that our Lord Jesus Christ is our role model being a preacher, so we need to revive this truth that in our missionary work, in preaching the Word of God, in approaching others to know the salvation, we need to think this way, His way. He said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. So first of all, we have to remind ourselves that the Spirit of God is pushing us to proclaim the truth, to reveal the truth to everyone, to preach the Word of God. And this is the main duty of us as Christians. So, first of all, we need to ask ourselves a question. Do we see the people as poor? He said, to preach the gospel to the poor. How do we see others? You know, there are two main approaches in this. Somebody may look at others with the eye of conviction, of judgment. Others may look at people with the eye of pity, eye of love. And this is, you know, far different from the other side. So in order to preach the Word of God, to approach others, we need to have this kind of looking at people with the eye of love, the eye of pity. We share their suffering. We can see them with the eyes of the Lord Himself. We may say it in another word, that we have two different attitudes. Some may have always the attitude of giving. Others may always have the attitude of taking. So in approaching others, we need to have always the attitude of giving. This is the way to claim the truth and give His life to the people. Somebody may take another attitude, which is the passive one, the act of being conservative. Many people may stay away from people to avoid problems, but this is again not the way you can approach others for their salvation. So the first question, how do you see others? Can you see them as poor? Poor in knowledge of God, poor in spirituality, poor with the riches of the Spirit. They are really poor. Another important question we may ask ourselves, that according to the scripture he was saying, to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the broken hearted to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. So, do you see people as captives? You know, we need to diagnose people spiritually being captives. What kind of captivity, what kind of prison they are prisoned in. So many people are really prisoned with the chains of lusts and habits. Others may suffer from the chain of religions and thoughts, bad thoughts and deviated thoughts. Others may be prisoned with the chain of fears and psychological problems. Others may be prisoned with the chain of dignity and money. So better to diagnose what kind of people we are dealing with. When you approach these people, you put in mind that these people are captives. They are prisoners. They cannot get out of their chains. We need to work the same work of our Lord Jesus Christ as helping others to enjoy liberty with the knowledge of God. Another important question after this passage, that also what are the reasons of their blindness? Because the scripture explained that people are suffering from blindness. Concerning the knowledge of God, most of the people are blind. So also there are many reasons of being blind spiritually. One of the reasons is ignorance. Maybe they do not know anything about Christ. They never read the Bible and they never had the chance to know Him. Another reason of being blind spiritually, that these hearts may be filled with hatredness. When somebody hates others, they are living in darkness. They cannot enjoy the real sight or the good vision. Another important reason of being blind spiritually is the famous pornography that nowadays, you know, millions are captives with this kind of lust, that they always see people as bodies in an animal way, and they are suffering from this sin of pornography, and this end up being blind spiritually. So the work of the Lord Jesus Christ is to open the eyes of the people, is to help the captives to be free, is to save the poor and enrich their mind with the knowledge of God. This is the way we preach the word of God. The last question, that do you yourself enjoy the freedom, the spiritual freedom? We cannot help others to enjoy the freedom of God, to enjoy the knowledge of God, if we ourselves are still captives. If we are still blind, we can never help blind to walk steadily and to see the truth. So for the servants, for the preachers, we need to be strong in faith, to love Christ with all our heart, to be freed from our lusts, and to see the truth clearly with an open eye. Glory to God. Amen.